We've had over 300 events around the country, and there have been some fantastic fun-filled events. We're talking about people who've been organising cabarets, going on tours, climbing mountains, having cups of coffee mornings and pamper sessions. People just basically having fun. And what we're trying to say to people around the country is just have a look at what's been going on. These are older people, but they're healthy, they're active, they're vibrant, they're part of their community. They're not bed blockers. They're not waiting to die. They are healthy, active people. And we're saying if this is the case, which it is, well, then why are these people facing so much discrimination in their everyday lives? So Positive Ageing Week has the role of saying this is the reality of what it is to grow old in Ireland. But we have this problem of discrimination, which these people face on a daily basis.
What kind of discrimination do they face?
Well, discrimination takes all sorts of forms for older people. Everything from car insurance, which is a huge issue for people living in rural areas who can't suddenly get insurance anymore. Travel insurance for people who have a bit of free time, but suddenly at all they can't travel anymore because nobody will insure them. Many people are forced to retire at the age of 65. Many people are actually sometimes at the prime in the workplace at that stage. They have the experience of a lifetime, and yet they've been told they must leave. And then you see it in the health services. I mean, one issue Age Action Ireland would be particularly concerned about is that women over 64 are being refused scans under the breast check programme. That's a huge concern, particularly for women around the country.
And why would they be refusing them? I mean, that seems incredible.
Well, I suppose we believe that it's on the issue of age discrimination. The HSE will give us various reasons as to why they fall outside the main area, the main kind of group of people who are likely to have breast cancer. But these people also get, there's also breast cancer in people over the age of 64, and yet they're being refused. So we can only presume that it's discrimination.
What about the flip side of it, though? I mean, if you're talking about older people being very active and taking part in the normal functions of society, then why, in a sense, should they be allowed to have the benefits that they're given, like higher tax breaks and free travel? And even, I know you talk about people being forced to retire, but also the fact that they're allowed to retire.
Well, on the employment front, I mean, the country is booming and we can't get enough workers. And yet we have workers who are very motivated, very knowledgeable in the sector, being told they must leave. Why? Well, have you had a look at your birth cert? That's a crazy situation. Now, Minister Brennan has allowed last week for the non-contributory pensioners that they can come back and earn €100 a week without affecting their pension. And that's very, very welcome because it enables people to come back and do a little bit of work. It also enables older people. All the people on a state pension are actually caught in a poverty trap because once you retire, you're condemning yourself to poverty. And the non-contributory pension is €180, the contributory pension is €193. Currently, the poverty level the poverty line is about €203. So when you retire, unless you have some other form of income, you are condemning yourself to a life of poverty. So, I mean, all the people should be allowed to work beyond 65 if they want to and they're capable of and their employers want them to, solely to try and work for longer to avoid having to draw down that state pension, which is going to leave them extremely poor.
But what about, I mean, you could have somebody waiting for somebody to retire so that they can move on. I mean, they're not holding up a position.
That's true. But I mean, from a society point of view, from an industry point of view, these are the best people to do the job. Well, I think everybody agrees that the best person to do the job should be the one who should be allowed to do the job. They shouldn't be stopped solely because of their age.
And what kind of response have you been getting from your whole Positive Ageing campaign?
It's been fantastic. Groups around the country, you know, all the people have fantastic energy, fantastic organising skills and social skills. We've had all sorts of events around the country. I was down in Athy last Sunday morning for a group of older people canoeing on the River Barra, which they saw the Age Action campaign and said, look, we'll organise this. Absolutely fantastic. We've had entire towns, a town of Athy has taken off, there's balls and everybody's getting involved from the business sectors to the taxi companies, bringing people to this ball, which was on last Monday. So the reaction has been overwhelming.
Do people who retire often find that they have more time to get involved with the community, maybe for things that they mightn't have had time for before?
Depends on what part of the country they're living in. Definitely in towns, and particularly more so women than men. Women are better social networkers, and they tend to make more of their retirement than men. But then in rural areas, one of the big issues we have in rural areas is rural isolation. And if, as we were saying earlier, people are no longer allowed to drive, they're in rural areas, there's no public transport, it can actually be quite isolating and quite depression often sets in. We'd be concerned about that. But in towns, I mean, there's a lot of facilities for people, and it to some degree, it depends how willing you are to becoming involved yourself.
Mm. And how would you like to see it go forward? I mean, surely we do have to be realistic as well. You talk about the insurance and the travel insurance and stuff. I mean, is it not arguably true that perhaps older people may have failing eyesight or their reactions may be a bit slower?
Well, we've challenged the insurance companies on the risk posed by older people. And no insurance company has been able to give us the actuarial evidence that they're a greater risk. And in actual fact, they all hide behind this argument that it's commercially sensitive. But if they're all discriminating against older people, it can hardly be commercially sensitive. We would have no problem with someone, when they reach a certain age, if they pass a medical once a year, that they should be allowed travel. There is an insurance company, its name escapes me at the moment, but where they will load you to travel, but then if you get a medical afterwards and you're past fit and well, they will refund the loading. So, I mean, we're saying, look, where's the evidence? If people are a greater risk, insure them accordingly. But if they're not, let's not just hide behind the fact that they're a certain age.